Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, everybody put your hands together. He has Prince Castillo.
What's good?
What's happening, bro?
Oh my god, what a day.
Wow, what's been going on?
I'm just running around trying to get these coins. You know, the rand's not so good right now, but we'll survive. It's going to be okay. I decided to bring some young legends in today.
I see.
How are you doing, Ari?
I'm good, man.
Look, it's so funny because none of you guys don't even have a profile. So normally what happens is that we send the profile to Kat and then she has to put it together. But I said to her, you know what? They're just young players who are running Santin right now. So just put something together pretty much.
Yeah. You guys are called the New North.
Yeah. They were named by Les. That's crazy, huh?
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, you guys gotta give royalties to Les, huh?
Shout out to Les. Shout out
if
to
you make
Les.
Any music, bro, you know, yeah. Huh?
Huh? All right. So from the New North, let's welcome Kevin, Dali, and Zweli. But there's 9 of you, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Is everyone outside?
Yeah, well, he needs to come here. Jenny, come in here. He's a big troublemaker.
He's a big troublemaker. No, wait, just swing. You can swing that window mic around there so that we can, if we need to weigh in.
Yeah, talk in there.
We can. All right, but who are we talking to here?
That's Jenny.
Yo, it's talking live,
to the
mic.
Bro. Yo, what up, man? How are you?
Why is the troublemaker outside, though?
Nah, it's better I'm outside, yeah.
What is it? What is it mean, troublemaker?
Come inside, yeah.
Okay, I'm coming.
Come inside.
Oh, yeah, he's going to make his way in.
Yeah.
All right, so we still don't know at this point what the New North does. What does that mean?
We're just living, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like, we all are.
I don't know, man. You know, it's what, like, we got that name just because we live in the North. You know, everything we do is in the North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also kind of like Costa and them were here first.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, they just felt our shot.
Okay.
And it was just the death.
Is it? Mm. Well, besides that, I think they've got lots of potential in terms of the growth and the way they roll as a team, you know. Obviously, it can't remind us of us a lot, but also a bit of troublemakers. I didn't go around fighting a lot, you know. But they're the next in line, you know. We're getting old now, over our 30s, you know. Some of our friends have got kids
and
families.
So you're passing the baton down from like...
So pretty much we decided, we're like, Jeeves, you know, these are the guys, you know what I'm saying? Especially Temba, like, he's been there for ages. We've been grooming him forever. He used to, like, do push-ups in front of the mirror and stuff. Before he went to UCT and graduated.
So if we had to try and create a criteria to be classifiable as someone who could represent the North, because you represent the North, Prince and his crew, everyone represents the North, how would we go about establishing that criteria if we had to have like checkpoints for what it would take to represent the North? I mean, Kevin, have you given this a lot of thought? What would the checkpoints be?
Jeez, I don't know, man. There's a lot to it, but you know, if you sum it up, you know, just stand on couches, hold champagne, look cool, and a lot of girls around you.
Look cool, a lot of girls around you.
Why did you guys lock room outside?
Who did they lock outside?
Pretty much the CFO, financial advisor. The financial advisor is locked outside. CFO, what's going on, bro?
Big crew.
Yeah, he's a behind the scenes guy the whole time.
CFO is going to make his way to the mic. Does CFO have a name?
Oh, Cost, let's leave it, huh?
Why would you sit out there all by yourself?
You know that, boy.
Okay, we know, yeah. You gotta keep a low key.
The only thing missing in this scenario is like expensive liquor.
These boys drink expensive liquor. Actually, let me tell you something.
I don't think it's about
how old are you guys now? You guys are like 21, 23. 22, 23?
Yeah. 22, 23.
21, 23. Let me see. 21, 23. I was still in Santin, but I wasn't really drinking champagne at that time. I think I was having a lot of punch and Russian beer. And Solanti Spice and Crown. Remember
what
the
are
Crown?
They? What are these guys drinking?
Dude, they're drinking Ace. I mean, they sent us a bottle of Ace last week. You know, smashing the hardest girls.
Shout out to Mega.
You know, they're drinking Verbs. Every time I see them, they got Verbs. You know, the flyest girls.
Shout out to the riches.
Oh my god! And they've created this new slang, the riches.
So Dali, where's all this money coming from? Like, is it just, do you have to be rich to be part of the New North? What's the vibe?
Yeah, I think you have to become some sort of a trust fund baby. That's what I've noticed. Gianni, the whole squad, everyone's from a very good well-off home, which is what I expect anyway, considering you're representing the North. But I also need you guys to carry the torch on and make business out of it, which is what's going to be great, you know?
We got you, though.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. A lot of Oaks are also just pushing their own things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the madman down there is working.
Yeah,
and who's the madman? You gotta say names.
The Chani, last king of Scotland, Chani Mbai.
Yeah, come closer, Janet. People want to know, want to hear your voice.
Come holler at the kids.
Don't be shy, man.
No, I'm definitely not shy.
Yeah, you from work?
You got to get into that mic, bro.
Yeah, no, I was from work, but now I'm chilling with the boys.
Yeah?
We are out here.
And they've got a great event. They have got a party this weekend happening, right?
Yeah, what's happening?
At Taboo, actually, on the 27th.
At Taboo, Sunday. Their first party that they threw, what was it called again?
Views from the North.
Views from the North?
Views from the North.
Ari, it was beautiful.
Yay!
I think for a first party, I'm proud of you guys. Yeah, it was full. There's beautiful girls everywhere.
Too many babies.
Yeah.
Too many babies.
Mainly colors. A lot of color girls.
The calamaris. Cost even threw me in the pool with that crew.
No.
Cost generally threw me in the pool.
Okay, so now we know at least there's party planning involved. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what this means to be part of the new North. Okay, so party planning is involved. So you're going to do a big gig at Taboo.
Yeah.
I would imagine that all of you have really dope Instagram accounts.
We actually do.
Yeah. How we live.
Mine is dope. My DM popping.
Oh yeah?
What does that mean? What's the sexiest DM you've ever received? Because seeing as you wanted to go there, Kevin, let's go there.
Jesus. Like what picture? I don't know, man. You get the audacious ones, you know, but those don't really pop up because they're from the audacious girls that you aren't really following.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, they come and throw like they, you know, open thigh or something, you know.
that's
how you're living.
Snapfoot will lose you.
Yeah.
Just you know the Snapfoot.
Yeah, the Snapchat, hey man.
What's happening on your Snapchat? Whose Snapchat out of all of you is the most lit and why?
I think all of them, man. I think they're all busy.
Yeah, yeah, it's a joint venture at this
time. It's like the Jackson 5 right now.
The whole time.
Okay.
Because we all got a shot together.
And also, I heard lately you guys have been getting falling in love lately. What's up with that? When I was 23, I wasn't in love. I know Danny fell in love. When I was 23, I was not in love at all.
Who did I fall in love with the whole time?
Okay, you single now?
I'm single now.
You sure?
This on air, boy.
You're allowed to say that.
I'm single now.
You said this on air, boy.
I'm going to holler.
I mean,
you were dating
one of the hottest girls in town. So.
Who was Dali dating?
Zoe Tabete, right?
Yeah, he loves a Zulu girl.
Beautiful girl. Very beautiful girl. Nice girl.
What happened?
She deserves better. It's good. That's the old
comment. I think he realized that too.
Yeah, no, he was bad.
Man, I just realized
that. I just set the baby free.
Better.
Huh?
She needs better.
And okay. And this is Temba. Temba coming to the mic.
Temba's in the grey.
He's Ricky Rick's younger brother.
Oh, wow. That's dope. Yeah.
Tell him, what's your last number, boy?
Si Lukotin.
Temba, how you doing, man?
Nah, I'm lovely.
You recently just came from Cape Town, right?
Yeah, I just graduated from ECT.
So proud of you. For a young guy, that's focused. That means you're going to start looking for a job and getting your life sorted, right?
No, I'm still doing my second degree, you know, we're still pushing.
Oh, is it? Your second one? Yeah. That's genius. I mean, you still have time to just take it easy a bit.
Yeah, I can still have fun, you know, just still throw parties at Taboo.
Okay. Well, how's your brother doing? I was with him last week.
No, he's great. He's actually gone to Lagos now to do some festival this long weekend, so he's doing really well for himself.
Okay, that's great. You should be proud, huh?
Yeah.
I know your family very well.
You know what's funny? Watching Prince speak to the new North squad is that, like, there's this massive sense of pride that you have, like, we've given birth to a new era.
So proud of you.
It's like you've mentored them in how to throw a party.
I'm so proud of these guys. You have no idea. Like, they're doing so well. They're carrying on the torch. And if you guys just do me a favor, just maintain it, make it into a nice business. You know, make sure everything is registered. That's what we have the show for. Nothing less than a bars talk business as well. Besides just having fun, but. You guys have to get together now, put your register your company together, you know, get your stuff in order, get your shareholding in order, and you guys have to run with this thing, end up doing nice concerts, you know, relieve the parents a bit, you know, it's nice to, when I was 22, 23 with Les, we used to throw parties all the time, and we kind of relieved the pressure of our parents because we were bringing home like 30,000 rand a month. I mean, between the two of us, and this is like, what, 7-8 years ago? 30 grand was a lot of money that time.
Yeah.
You guys remember we used to throw those Girls Gone Wild parties.
And vodka.
I know. You guys still snuck in there. Small little faces. Cutie smile faces in there. Guys, please, can we get in? Okay, yeah, get in. So now, you know, you guys are grown up. You got to do the same thing. Everything about being a North guy is not just about, you being cool and popular with the girls. You know, you've got to be very careful with that. You know, you really have to have your business in check, because we always run this line constantly, like, North guys don't fall. You
know,
they just don't fall. You know what I mean? So you guys have to, as much as you guys are like guys that are very popular and have a lot of good culture going on, and you guys are kindly running the streets right now, you've got to make sure everything materializes, you know, because then you get seen as people who fell off. There was a lot of guys when me and Les were in Santon. Lots of guys, lots of other crews. It wasn't just us. It was lots of other. We're competing with lots of crews, and we the ones who I can honestly say have maintained it and have come out victorious. And that's what makes you. You know what I'm saying? Your success. So not just you guys having a great time partying, smashing all the nice girls. It's got to materialize. It really has to. Especially this year. I let you guys party for 2 years, but 2016, I want to see merchandise. I want to see, you know, good events. You guys must get into production. I mean, there's 9 of you guys. You guys can run a show. You know that. You guys can actually pitch for a show. You guys didn't even think about that. Should be on Vuzu right now, huh? Running with the new North. What's up with that? Sleeping, huh? I gave you too many ideas, huh?
Just wait on that.
Some stuff we gotta keep low key.
Okay. I didn't realize this was the University of Castino here. All of you are currently in the program.
We got the scholarships the whole time.
How easy is it to break into the new North? Because there must be people now that want to kind of, you know, be the 10th member or the 11th member. Is it closed for applications?
It's closed.
It's done now.
Timber, you want to weigh in on this?
Nah, we've got lots of niggas trying to join us, you know? We're like a Wu-Tang right now. We're like 30 niggas out there deep.
But it's a no.
Yeah, but like, you know what it is? People always think that we just, you know, are friends because we're cool or whatever. But we've also been friends for quite a while. Like, we've all known each other for quite a while. You know, I mean, some of us, I mean, I wasn't cool like back in the day, but these are my niggas, these are my brothers.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, you know, it's all, you've all just come up together, you know. So yeah. it's genuine love out here.
You must keep the brother culture though. You must never, for instance, you don't let too many outsiders that are not within the culture. That spoils everything.
Yeah.
I remember at some stage when we were growing up, we had a couple, maybe two or three guys who weren't really from Santon, who were really outside, and they brought a different culture, and they didn't really understand our culture. And it caught up with us, because as we were growing, we realized these guys are completely different from us. Do you understand? No, these guys are not, they're from a different world. They just come here to party. But they're not really about the culture.
So what, did you put them on the back of a vehicle and send them back to South of Johannesburg?
Yeah, we had a couple of South friends. We send them back. The culture's different. It's completely different. The guys were more rough, you know, more... You know, you in the South...
We come in pretty.
When you're in the South, you mix up with the poorers and all that. So we had a couple of guys who were very rough, and we just had to cut the weight down. But besides that, you guys have to grow as brothers. And as a team, you guys have to be strong. You know what I mean? In the beginning, one thing I'll tell you, it'll always be 20, 15 guys. But in the end, it'll almost probably be about this size. That's how it's become with just me, Les, and a couple of Oaks.
What, like 9 or 10? Yeah.
Not even. It might just cut down a bit.
Costa's putting out warnings.
No, I'm telling you.
Saying this nigga shit.
Don't shake the kids.
You could prove me wrong. But as you get older, you start realizing a lot. You know, you guys have to really decide, are you in it for the long haul, or are you in it just for now? Is there some sort of plan that's going on? Because you must remember, women grow much faster than you guys. So all these girls you guys are banging and laughing at and leaving behind, they will get mature eventually. They will get mature.
And they'll get married.
You know, and they will get married. Yeah, they will get married. You guys are dust, you guys are back. I mean, look at me. As much as I'm cool or whatever, you look up to me, but I'm single now. That sucks. You know,
you got us now,
and I'm almost 30.
You got you.
I'm almost 32. That's embarrassing. My
family.
Okay.
Your friends just get younger.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying though. Can you see the difference that some of you guys have to kind of like change the wheel? You know, and get to a certain age and be focused. But other than that, I think you guys are super cool, major cool, major key.
What questions have you always wanted to ask Castino, but there's never really been the right place or time to ask them?
They always ask me questions.
Nah, I don't know.
Ask him anything.
Yeah. I'll ask him anything. Someone right for you or something.
Yeah, let me tell you, the ones that you think aren't right, those are the right ones. those are the ones that we want answers to.
Let me tell you, I like these homies because they're very straight up. So every time I'm in a club, they come straight to me, just tell me what's wrong. Yo, Goss, I got to talk to you, man. What?
What kind of drama do they have?
I got lots of drama.
I mean, him last week.
Who? Tell me who.
This big one here. Here in the corner.
Gianni.
I came to him last week. He was calling me. I said to him, what did you do to Big Brother Zulu now? disrespecting Zulu like that. He's like, no, I'm so sorry, big bro. He causes a lot of trouble, this one. He's always got his top off. He's always, someone's always getting beaten up around him. I can say, this one is a softy. He's a nice kid as
Wait,
well.
Tell me who you're pointing to.
But who's a softy? Kevin.
Never.
Kevin, yeah, Kevin
nice,
is a softy.
Yeah,
come on,
I'm never trip. Yeah. I think Rumo is the most humble out of all of them. You know, true. he kind of yeah. neutralizes.
Rumors outside wouldn't even yeah. come on air.
No, no, he does. He does.
Well, he's the CFO, so he's busy doing that. Yeah.
He neutralizes them because he's very calm. But I know Daddy causes a lot of trouble as well, a lot of shit. Zueli's changed a lot. He stopped his drunken behavior and all that. I like it. I like seeing you like down to yourself lately. But there's the main culprit right there. If you're not taking someone's girl or beating someone up, I don't know.
Nah, so, but you know, Daddy's also got the babies going crazy. You know,
I know. Daddy, he's back now. He's back in the game.
They're getting the babies banned from the club at this stage.
We got them back in.
Yeah, we
got
them
back in. This really is a reality show, though.
It really is. And okay, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but tell us about what to expect at your party this week. Because I'm going to invite, we're going to invite everyone to Cliff Central. What's going to happen this week? What can we expect?
Jeez, expect a lot of pretty girls. Expect
okay,
the prettiest girls in town, man.
The whole time.
And the vibe?
If the boys thought Views was popping, it's going to pop on Sunday.
Yeah.
What's the dress code?
All black.
Summertime, like, fine, even though it's not summer right now.
Just come and clean. Come in north.
If you think you look nice, then and you think everyone else will think you look nice, then hey, man.
Get in the body shops as well, man.
Hey, you know,
if you
come
have
and smell
twice
fruity.
The chart, but then you're
come
not coming
fruity.
In
fruity.
Right.
Okay, and what are you gonna say about the niggas? I mean, the club can be full of just girls. What about guys who like coming?
But
supporting
that's the
you
thing.
Guys?
That's the thing that it was like with Views. We said invite only. With this, everybody can come through.
But yo, niggas must pay, B. For real.
Niggas gotta
bro.
Pay.
What's the damage?
150. Come on. How are you gonna walk
that's
into the table without 150?
That's a haircut.
Okay, but that might be the door entrance. But how much money should you come with if you want to be, you know, if you wanted to come across as if you've
come
had a
ready
good
to
time
ball.
On Instagram? Okay, what does that mean? Jeez. What figures are we talking about?
If you could leave with a pool,
yeah,
come with maybe
a
shampoo,
3K.
3,000.
Yeah, you'll be
that's
good.
Two champions.
And your boys come 3K. Not come with like a 11-man squad, but if you come, you know, maybe what, 5 of your boys with 3K.
Okay.
You guys will be sitting pretty the whole time.
See, okay. People aren't affected by the rand, Prince. You always say they are.
Hey, dude. I was
definitely
just,
not.
Well, at this age, I wasn't affected by anything, so I don't blame them.
Not the new north.
Yeah. No, at this age, I wasn't affected by nothing. I couldn't even if the rand was 16 back then, I wouldn't care.
but yo,
because really, I never really had much to look after. You know what I mean? I mean, I had no overheads like I do now. You know what I mean? So it's crazy right now.
Gianni's got two phones. Why do you have two phones, bro? And he's checking both of them. You see, this is why you're right that he is the troublemaker, because people with two phones.
Yeah.
Prince, you have two phones.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's two phone people.
Hey, look, the other one is the burner.
It's also trouble.
The other one's the burner. It's a small burner. And the burner, people know what that's for. It's for procurement people. You know, you can't talk on your phone, your main phone. You got to get a little burner. That's just for business. I don't carry my burner all the time. I know exactly when to carry it. So I don't know why he's got his. He doesn't even have a burner. I think one's for the girls, one's
why
for
the why two
niggas.
Phones, Gianni?
You know, the reason why we have two phones is, you know, mix business and pleasure.
Ah.
What a legend.
That was a good answer.
Okay.
Guys, but I mean, should we take you seriously? Because you know it would be easy for people to listen to this and think like, what are these guys doing? This doesn't seem like a...
Nah, believe, this is the real deal.
Okay.
This is real. Come see. Yeah, you should come through.
Right, if you guys can get Ari out there, damn.
Well, we've done the show.
Come through.
Ari, come through. I'm telling you,
Views
live
from
show.
The north.
Yeah. But you know, it's Cliff Central, so you got to make sure that the VIP is set up for everybody, you know? You know, it's Cliff Central. It's serious
you've
business.
You've seen how it's set up.
Because you just let us know.
I'm not worried. I'm fine. You know what I mean? I'm saying my compadres here have to be sorted. You know what I mean?
They'll be sorted.
I think it's dope, though, because it seems like a group of guys that, you know, no matter what anybody does, you're going to support that other person's project. Yeah. And, you know, that's what's successful in this day and age, is when there's like a group of people who everyone weighs in on what the other person's doing in a positive way.
Yeah.
Who kind of, I mean, is there a WhatsApp group for the New North? Like, how do you get 9 people to one place at one time?
We don't use WhatsApp. We're on iMessage.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
apologize.
The WhatsApps.
Oh, no, I apologize. Because totally to coordinate 9 people's schedules that like every minute is also tricky.
Now we got a group going. You know, we got the iMessage group now for the budget for us.
The group chat is crazy. If I could tell you what's going down in the group chat,
it's booming.
Yeah, I was thinking about it today. I was like, man, your group chat must be crazy. Yeah?
Jeez,
what's going on in the group chat?
You know, everything's debriefed in the group chat.
You know, my boys are comedians when they want to be, man. Hey.
Like, you know, nothing can happen.
Which new girls just came in town and all that, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
And what girl? Who left with what girl last night?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's heavy.
Of course, you see the dolly that was walking with Cos. Look at this boy.
Cover the journey.
We gotta go for it. We're gonna take her out.
Now we'll come for the papers. You know we'll ask.
Oh man!
Are there any crews that are trying to compete with you? This is your chance to name and shame.
There's not.
No, we haven't seen them trying to compete with us. We haven't seen them. We don't see them.
Yeah, obviously, there's other crews in the north. I mean, shout out to Until, you know, but it's all love.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
Who's the other crew?
Until. They're throwing a party on Saturday.
Yeah, they're pushing. We cool with them.
We all good.
Oh, you guys cool now?
Yeah, we're all good.
We've all been good. They were fighting. They wanted to kill each other.
Nah, man.
I remember at some stage.
It's Willie's mouth.
I'm ice with niggas.
And we had to sort it out because we actually wanted you guys to meet at the general's house.
Who's the general? Okay.
Of the north, because you can't have north versus north. Whatever you guys do, you need to understand you can be fighting guys from your area.
But wait, what happens, really? They said you would until. What did you say to until?
I just thought, like, things just weren't grand. I had issues with one orc, and me and him sorted out our stuff.
Oh yeah,
Zuli did something very controversial, right?
Me and him sorted out our own thing.
And then
Dali
he woke up one day.
You crossed the floor.
Jeez.
Like, I was never part of a chillin'.
Man, he changed whole crews, man. Let's not lie.
No, but it's so love.
The jerseys, dog. The jersey.
So love.
All right. Well,
the
listen,
jersey came up.
You guys are really cool. I would totally watch a show about all of you. I think it's cool. I think it's just cool watching Prince, though, like, give this fatherly advice to, like, a new crew.
Yeah.
I think it's dope.
Yeah, well, look, they're very exciting because, you know, they're the next in line and they're the chosen ones and they got lots of respect and for us, you know. And it's always good. It's always good to make space. You can't keep stuff forever, you know. At the level that we're on, which we're pretty much going, trying to like look to having families and take care of our kids and whatever's going on in our lives. But with you guys, you got lots more years, too much light, too much energy. So it's always good to see people, young people, you know, coming up with, and being really cool and coming from your area. You take pride of that. You know what I mean? So I'm proud of these guys, man. That's why I wanted to have them on the show. Very, very good kids. Well raised, but got a long way to go at the same time. You know what I mean?
It's okay. They got you to keep them in check.
Yeah, I try. There's too many of them. You guys cause too much trouble. Yeah.
We're keeping it peaceful now.
How do we keep up with the new north? Is it an actual thing you can keep up with the new north?
You just have to follow all of us on Twitter, I guess.
Okay, everyone.
There needs to be like a new
one
north page,
like a new north
that
page
someone controls. You guys are like so into girls and champagne. You're not into your business.
Like a central snap.
There needs to be Instagram page of you guys with a photo shoot of you guys. You guys gotta take this next level. Didn't you find the American guys? They don't play games. You know, you gotta get the Instagram group going with New North and have a nice photo shoot and have girls fight over you guys on these pages and these likes. And then you gotta have a Twitter New North page. Everyone can't just follow a random guy. It's gotta be together. It could be like the Jackson 5s, you know what I mean?
Well, that's
like
your homework.
Rolling Stones.
So next time we speak to you, we need to be able to say you can keep up with all 9 of them on whatever.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. We need to say follow the New North on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or follow, you know what I'm saying? Or go check out the New North Instagram, you know what I mean? Because now you remember you're taking this thing seriously now. It's the business side of things. You're not just throwing parties anymore. You're gonna make money, right? This weekend you're making money. You're not just throwing the party. Paper. You're not throwing the party for taboo.
Yeah.
You're trying to walk away with something between the 10 of you guys. You know, it's going to be a crazy percentage this weekend. Probably by the time you guys count your cash, probably just walk back in the club and just throw it in the air.
We
thought about doing that actually today.
No.
Reinvest.
Don't do that.
Just reinvest.
Don't do that. $700 to register your company. It's another $250 to get your B certificate. It's another $340 to get your tax clearance. Get that going. It takes you 7 days. Boom. The business is registered. Everybody owns 10%. Take all that money, put it back in there. It'll work. You guys can take all that money you're supposed to throw in the air and make some shirts. How about that? Huh? Make some nice fitteds.
There you go.
Yeah.
You think of that? Make some nice socks.
Costonomics.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Costonomics. 101. Well, that's why he's here every week.
So you got to be clever.
It's at Prince Castino everywhere, yeah, right?
Everywhere.
And then at some point, you'll be able to keep up with
okay, the, so give us your, North. Yeah. Give us your at two.
On Twitter, I'm SamSayKev, you know. Follow me on there. On Instagram, same thing.
Dali?
I'm Dali _ Sobantu. And on Instagram, Dali _ Sobantu as well.
At Zulekton Kosi on Earth.
Rumor? Nothing.
Not a day.
Undercover.
Follow Temba Mjadla. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I better see my DMs popping.
And Gianni?
Gianni?
No social media.
No social media.
What's up with these two guys?
No social media, but Warlord. Two cell phones.
Warlords.
At Warlords.
Okay, there you guys. That is the New North there. Castinho, thanks for dropping by and introducing us to the squad.
Yeah.
That there's no less than a bar. Yeah.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861 276 453.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.